Well, as the label says, we're going to the table of the Lord. I hope by the title, you have prepared for yourself the elements which are part of this activity called communion, called the table of the Lord, called the Eucharist, called the table of grace. By whatever it is called, there are certain ingredients which are involved in this activity. One, a cup of wine. If you don't have wine, don't worry about it. It's symbols. Get a cup of juice, a cup of water will do. If you don't have bread, get a piece of a donut. One time I remember we took it with animal cookies. Those things are not necessary ingredients. These are but symbols. Get something to symbolize, to give symbol to what we are doing. And the other ingredient is the remembering, and this is the key element at this table, and that is to remember Jesus. These elements are but symbols to bring our mind into focus. And in the New Testament church, it was done in the home. It took just a few centuries for the devil and for men to corrupt the activities at this which Jesus instituted at the Last Supper. At the God School, we attempt to bring back the practice and meaning at this table of the Lord. It was done in the home. It didn't need a priest to pronounce some mystical words and by some sort of magic change these elements into the literal body and blood of Christ. It was the remembering of Jesus that was first and foremost. I read earlier in the week a passage from Charles Haddon Spurgeon, it's found in 1 John, that is the first epistle of John, first chapter, seventh verse, wherein it is declared, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And I would read Spurgeon that discernment as to the value, as to the power of what this cup symbolizes is that both myself and you discern what Christ has done. And he goes on to say, cleanses, says the text, not shall cleanse. There are multitudes who think as a dying hope they may look forward to pardon. Oh, how infinitely better to have cleansing now than to depend on the bare possibility of forgiveness when I come to die. Some imagine that a sense of pardon is an attainment only obtainable after many years of Christian experience. But forgiveness of sin is a present thing, a privilege for this day, a joy for this very hour. The moment a sinner trusts Jesus, he is fully forgiven. The text being written in the present tense indicates continuance. It was cleanseth yesterday. It is cleanseth today. It will be cleanseth tomorrow. It will be always so with you, Christian. Until you cross the river, every hour you may come to this fountain, for it cleanses still. Notice likewise the completeness of the cleansing. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Not only from sin, but from all sin. I cannot tell you the exceeding sweetness of this word, but I pray God the Holy Ghost to give you a taste of it. Manifold are our sins against God, whether the bill be little or great, the same receipt can discharge one as the other. The blood of Jesus Christ is as blessed and divine a payment for transgressions of the blaspheming Peter as for the shortcomings of loving John. Our iniquity is gone, all gone, at once, all God, all gone forever. Blessed completeness. Now Spurgeon says, what a sweet theme to dwell upon as one gives himself to sleep. I say, what a sweet theme at this table as we lift this cup, remembering Jesus and what he did, this cup representing his blood, which cleanses us from all sin. Called a Eucharist, the meaning of which is thanksgiving. As we take this cup, remembering Jesus and what he did. Will you with me thank God for his grace? Take it in Jesus. Amen. Two elements at this table. We also have this broken bread, which Jesus said was his body. Not literally. It was a symbol. It was in the remembrance of Jesus as we look through this broken bread, remembering his body, which was broken for us. Why? Nowhere in Scripture did the law require the pain and the humiliation and the torture and the whipping that Jesus went through. All that was required for atonement was the blood. But through God's word, we have the revelation that not only does the blood cleanse us from all sin, but also through Jesus, the scripture declares that not only did he bear our iniquities, but he bore our sicknesses and infirmities and diseases. And with his stripes, we, Isaiah says, are healed. Peter, looking back, says, with his stripes ye were healed. Declarations of faith, which is what pleases God. And so at this table, we, with courage, do through Jesus and his encouragement, do declare with our mouth as we take this bread that with his stripes, we were healed. Take it in Jesus. Amen.